This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on this, I don't know if I want to call it a hangover Saturday, March 18th, but I guarantee you across the world there's some people feeling a little pain after St. Patty's last night. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as I tee it up with our entertainment and lifestyle on the Tee Florida crew. How's that for, you know, I got Tom Gribbins here. We've got Kerry McNally's going to do the heavy lifting today. And a very special guest, of course, Patty Suzette, the cart girl. Welcome to On the Tee Florida, young lady.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I
got cold beer with her, too.
Yeah, cold beer. She's got stories. And we'll be sharing. We'll be having a lot of fun. We talk about it all the time. I am a hack. And the majority of the people that play in the game of golf are hacks. They enjoy the game. They thoroughly do not understand the rules. I certainly don't. That makes it even much more enjoyable. And I figured I got a pass. It's like having a substitute teacher. My main man, John Rieger, PGA of America teaching pro, who keeps me inside the lanes, is on a cruise. So what do? I go get a comedian, a guy that promotes comedians, and a lady that could be a comedian. So we're going to have a ton of fun today on the Tee Florida. Kerry McNally, thank you for coming down. What do you got, the Detroit Tigers?
Oh, no. That's a Duke Blue Devils hat, my friend.
Oh. Yes.
They're playing Tennessee
in March
today.
Tennis, yes.
And at one point in my career, I was an honorary coach of the baseball team at Duke University for a couple of seasons.
What have you not done? I'm sorry, but he moved to town. I used to call Tom Gribbins St. Pete's most interesting man. He might have just passed me with that one.
Tom Gribbins is still
a baseball coach at Duke?
No, honorary. My brother was the head baseball coach, and I used to go.
Were you the bat boy?
Yeah, pretty much. I throw pitching, you know, pitching practice and batting practice and all this other stuff. And so he made me an honorary coach, and this is my hat.
Hey, Duke is my pick to win it all.
Sweet. Let's go, Blue Devils.
Well, mine now is I changed. I'm going with Princeton.
Wow.
Next hour, 2 hours.
Princeton.
No, they're not winning. But they shocked the world.
They're going to make it to the 16th.
No, they shocked the world. Let's just say that, fellas. And I got to remember, and young lady. Anyway, so we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. And, of course, Fred Forsley and the gang and Sea Dogs Brewing. And, of course, Shipyard Brewing. And that ties into what we're going to be doing as a team here. We're going to be coming out to charity events and bringing this roaming party, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, to a course near you. And anyone that has a charitable event that they want us to get involved in, we will certainly accommodate you. And we've got an all-star lineup to do so. Today, of course, right here on the West Coast, as they wind down the Florida swing, we do have the Valspar Championship up in Palm Harbor. Yeah. Packed my car yesterday. I'm getting ready to go. I got my media credentials. And then life stepped in the way, and I realized I did not have enough time in one day to accommodate that and get here. So maybe tomorrow on Sunday, the weather won't be that great. I might make a trip up there.
So wait a minute. Someone actually gave you media credentials?
Do I have to be honest here?
Yeah.
John Rieger, PGA of America teaching pro, he had them.
Uh-huh.
He throws me into the mix, and all of a sudden, boom, I've got credentials to every event in the state of Florida.
And they all say John Rieger on, don't
they? No. I actually got my name on there, but they say the John Rieger report on the Tee Florida.
All right.
He's got juice. And then I know not to, when I go to an event, and I know how you feel about this, but I don't care what sporting event, with media credentials, I never eat the food. Because they always blame the media guys. Those schlubs are here just for the food, and I go out of my way not to participate. So I won't go up there and take advantage of it.
That's pretty funny. It's the same thing backstage. Well, the media guys are eating all the catering.
Exactly.
That's why I love being a girl. Nobody blames
me. Nobody blames you for anything, Patty. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I get blamed all the time. I just weasel out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's weaseling. It's communication. So why don't we go over that leaderboard since you came so prepared, my
friend? All right. Yes. Established back in 1977 up there in beautiful Palm Harbor, Florida, the Valspar Championship. Most notably is when Tiger came back from a huge injury and actually came in second. But let's take a look at the
leaderboard. 2018, I believe.
2018. Here we go. We've got Adam Schenck.
He does not shank it.
He is 7 under after a first round of 66 and 69. On the second round, he's going to tee off today at 1:45 p.m. In the group with Adam Schenck is going to be Kramer Hickok, who had the lead for a little while yesterday. Other notables, you've got Tommy Fleetwood in there at third, tied with Jordan Spieth. You've got Davis Riley also tied for third. And then we jump all the way to seventh. And then going down that leaderboard, you see a lot of new names. A favorite of mine, Lucas Glover. We have a little bit of history.
I want you to share that story when we get done here again. Okay, sure. That's a great story.
Webb Simpson is also in that tied for 12th within striking distance. Let's see. Anybody else in here? The other guys, they're not here because they're on the LIV Tour. But that's what's going on in the weather forecast today. That was the big question mark today. It really looks like a lot of systems off to the West Coast are threatening, but then when they get here, it's almost like the golf gods themselves are sort of breaking them apart before they can get here. But there still is about a 33% chance of rain this afternoon, about 35% tonight. So I don't think it's going to stop play at all, Mike. And that is your Valspar update.
Thank you very much. Brought to you by our good friends at Shrimpy's Waterfront. And I kind of pulled us inside today. Just out of precautionary. And we've got the Boston Red Sox across. By the way, I don't think I've even mentioned this. This is the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We are, for Kerry McNally and Tom Gribbins, it's probably a driver, a pitching wedge, and hopefully one or two putts to the tickle window. For me, it's 13 wood off the tee so that it doesn't go anywhere. Then I grab my other grandpa a club, which is an 11. It's 11 wood. You think I'm making this up?
Yeah.
You think I'm making this up?
Hacker.
Yeah. Then I'll grab my 8-iron. The 8-iron, try to get it close, and then I can putt a bit.
Yeah, 3-putt into the...
3-putt into the ticket window.
Mr. King puts a putting green in his backyard.
Hello.
That's next level.
Have you got your invitation yet?
Yes, I have, actually. I'm going to take him up on it.
I've been going to the mailbox every day. Have you got your invitation?
I haven't. I absolutely haven't. I mean, honestly,
We're not golfers doesn't mean we might not want to go out.
I have a great idea. Let's do the broadcast from Tom Gribbins
breaking it down
green in the backyard of his house. We'll have celebrity guests and we'll have an actual contest sponsored by
Ice Pick Vodka.
Oh, bring your checkbook, Mike.
No, Fred will bring his checkbook. Yeah. All right, so that's our Valspar Championship update. And one of the things about this leaderboard, and I actually, when I was going through the leaderboard, you missed a name. It's probably a long-lost extension of Gribbins that they changed their name when they came across the pond. Cody, your cousin, Cody Gribble, is in third.
Gribble. Okay.
I mean,
oh, that's a really distant cousin.
Yeah, there's Rickford, there's Rockfords. So,
yeah.
And one last thing on that, Mike, is I do have the information on the tickets. Tickets for today are $80. Tickets tomorrow are actually $60. Those are for tournament ground tickets. There are all kinds of VIP specials. But as a Marine Corps veteran, I walked over there one day and said I was a veteran. They said, come on in. So they do have a real preference for folks that had served in the military.
Well, let me tell you why it's $80 today. Because Darius Rucker is playing, and that's why I'm hoping that the weather holds. Darius Rucker, that's part of your ticket
right
today, and for a great cause. The women, and I know the girls are up there right now, the women of color, their golf organization, they work up there and volunteer. And, of course, Rondé Barber, who just was inducted into the Hall of Fame, he's kind of the main man up there at Palm Harbor. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you love Darius Rucker, by the way, and you think he's exclusively a country singer, that's not necessarily the case. He still does a bunch of songs, including Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah, he absolutely does. And he's a fantastic entertainer live, very funny, very engaging, and obviously he loves the game of golf.
Well, he has a wonderful event the day after the Masters every year up there in Georgia, and brings out, you know, the greatest. John Daly's had some moments there. I will just say that.
I've done a couple of shows with Daria.
Oh, have you?
And yeah, and you know, when he comes through town, sometimes you have to hook him up with golf. Connected to the show.
That's his rider.
Yeah, it's in his rider.
Green M&M's in the
head. Not in his rider, but they'll call ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you share that Lucas Glover story, and then I want to talk to Patty before she gets out. She got a busy day. She's going to be a little reggae, a little cocktails, a little, man, what a life.
It's not a bad one.
No, by any stretch of the imagination, living the life. So Lucas Glover.
Oh, yeah. No, that story. So, yeah, during the PGA Championship back in 2006, I think it was. Yeah, it was at Hazeltine, and I lived down the street in a townhome, and I was working at Shop NBC at the time. And somebody came to me in the green room at Shop NBC and said, hey, you want to rent your house to one of the PGA professionals? I hear you live right down the street from Hazeltine, which is where it was being played. And I said, what does that mean? And they said, well, we come to the house and we take pictures of your house. It goes in a digital catalog. And it's typically the wives that make that decision or the management team, et cetera. And I said, okay, that sounds pretty good. And sure enough, Lucas Glover rented my house for a whole week. And I had to bug out of there on Sunday when he arrived the week before the Pro-Am. And then it was fantastic. He ended up placing third that week. Got a big check, and there was a really nice bottle of wine waiting for me on the kitchen table when I got home. It was a phenomenal experience.
Did he steal anything out of the house?
He did not. He did not.
He didn't steal your Emmy or your nope. Oscar?
Nope. I don't have any Oscars.
Oh, well, we're going to tell the audience you did.
Not since he left, you don't have an Oscar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, let's go to that LIV Golf Invitational. It's in Tucson, in the desert. And right now on top of the leaderboard is Mark Leishman. I like that cat. Louis Oosthuizen. I can't blame those guys for departing with that kind of, you know, money opportunity. Their careers were fading. They weren't ever going to be in the Hall of Fame in the PGA. So guys like that, Abram Ancer, he was an up and rising star. That's 6 under, 500 for Louis. Let's see, any Sergio Gurlio Garcia, the biggest whiner on the planet. That's right. That's Sergio Gurlio Garcia sitting.
Gurlio?
Sergio Gurlio Garcia.
Oh, Gurlio.
Gurlio.
Oh, okay. Gurlio.
No offense. I probably, you can kick not my ass. But,
we're a big whiners.
Sergio Gurlio Garcia. These are my names for some of the guys on the Champions Tour. Colin Ballin Montgomery.
Okay, I like that.
He's a whiner. Big whiner.
Oh, Ballin. Oh, I thought you meant Ballin, and he's, yes, no, he's no, a baller. He's great. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could call him Mrs. Doubtfire. Look at him. He's Mrs. Doubtfire.
I like Mrs. Doubtfire. That's
my nicknames later.
I like Mrs. Doubtfire. That's really
you're
funny.
Good. In fact,
your anyway. Nickname is Knockout.
You're going to get knocked out. Anyway,
here we go.
I'm fine with that one. That's okay.
There you go.
Rory the Weenie Sabatini.
Oh, I like that one.
Another whiner.
Yeah.
Another whiner.
I liked it back in the day when he had the big cowboy hat. I don't know.
Yeah. Rory the Weenie Sabatini. And then, another guy who I just do not like, and I met all these guys at the Champions events, Smug, and didn't really reach out to kids, so that's how they merit these names.
Okay.
Stephen Horseface Ames.
Ouch. Ow. That's
that one's Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed. That's really bad.
That was personal.
That's really bad.
He was the rudest cat I've ever met.
I was going to say, I'm assuming he insulted you at some point.
Not me.
That was a brutal.
I don't care about if you insult an old man like me, but when you won't reach out to young kids.
Right.
And they don't even know who you are at the Champions event. It's us guys that know who they are. They just want an autograph because it's cool to do.
So that upset you and you've been on his back ever since.
Precisely. Yeah, well, there's another guy.
Right over his head.
I got it. I'm trying to stay one ahead of you.
I got you.
It's impossible.
Yeah, so stay in the saddle. Here we go.
We've got Patty the Cart Girl. We've got Tom Gribbins. And we've got Carrie McNally. These people are on the stage constantly. You're on the mobile stage typically.
Speaking of which, Patty, where can we find out more about you?
So
right here on the T Florida, right now.
He's an artist, yeah.
That works great. I'm actually a full-time artist as well.
Okay.
I have a website. I have an LLC, so I even claim and pay taxes. I'm very proud of myself.
I don't know about that.
And where can we see your artwork?
So I'm actually going to be doing Art Expo New York.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, I do Art Basel. I'm in a couple different galleries out in Miami, and I just pulled a few pieces, but I will be doing a show. It's called A Public Studio. It's at Hyde House in Soho.
Awesome.
So I've got stuff all over the place. I've got a big studio right down the road from here, actually, as well. So I've got a ginormous mess in there at all times.
You're in walking distance, aren't you?
How fast do you walk?
I'm old.
Well, for him, it's a 14 wood, and then it's an 11 wood.
He needs a caddy to get over there.
Yeah. Four iron.
I think we're bringing you into
the golf cart around.
There you go.
We're going to get a golf cart, and we could probably keep it here under lock and key, and then you can use it and then pick the old man up.
Daddy's golf cart.
Heck yeah, we'll joyride.
You can drive up and down Central promoting what we're doing. So let's talk a little bit about your background in the world of entertainment. And by that, I mean near and dear to my heart as a former tavern owner and housed at the biggest sports bar in Western Florida. I love the business, and you obviously love the business.
I briefly was part owner of a bar that I owned with my ex, so I don't recommend that. That was not a smart move. But I've been bartending for about 12 years. I love the banter. It is my
favorite. You started bartending when you were six?
Oh,
was it a family bar?
I'm not going to correct you because now I don't want to tell you how old I am. No, it's been quite a journey. So I started bartending. I actually started out by lying my butt off. I didn't know the difference between rum and tequila. Went to a bartender.
They're white.
Yeah, I know. Big difference. I know. Now I'm well-versed. But I went to bartending school, told them I was awful when I started. Awful.
Hey, Patty, nobody lies in a sports bar.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. Nothing but truths.
Yeah. Being behind the bar, I've definitely heard only truths from a lot of people. I love it because then you end up knowing everything about everyone. But
Patty the cart girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mark Ferguson comes in to welcome Patty the cart girl to our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Busy day down here. Red Sox across the street. Now, see, that's how we roll sometimes. It's just live radio interruption. Sorry about that.
No, don't be. Not at all.
No, clearly he's a fan.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
He didn't say hello to any of us, Patty.
No.
And I've known the guy for 30 years.
I don't think he even knew I was sitting here.
I don't think he knew we were on the radio. I think he just wanted to say hi to Patty the cart girl.
I'm delightfully shallow, so this is great for me. So long story. I bartended for 12 years. I've done a lot of charity golf tournaments. I definitely have had my golf cart revoked once or twice because I had a really good time doing it. But I've seen wonderful things, and I look forward to getting back out there again. And
we're not going to be asking for your registration or whether you passed any golf course.
There will be joyriding involved. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be an absolute blast. So let's talk about, it was 2 weeks ago now, wasn't it, for the Grand Prix?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you saw the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, I know. Mr. Tom Grebin, he is absolutely fantastic. Every time he tells me a story, I think my jaw drops like farther. But.
Well, and I didn't know the man. So when somebody mentioned him and they said he's very interesting, I'm thinking, cool, I've talked to a lot of interesting people in my life. Then I started looking him up. I'm like, when you start having a conversation, where do I start?
I know, he's like the most interesting man, but in real life.
Music, art.
He might be a secretly,
promotion,
like,
business.
An artist, too. I don't really know. I haven't delved that deep yet. But
he's a pretty fair golfer.
And he's an author.
Was a captain of your golf team, weren't you, back in the day?
A high school golf team.
Wow. I don't care if it was the peewee team.
But now I got
nothing on a resume except for I have a microphone in front of me and I blabber every Saturday for almost 20 years about
now,
the
Now I hit him like my mother, though. I'm, you know.
I probably do hit him like your mother. And because it's straight down the middle.
Yeah.
I look forward to going out there and challenging you. Let's see who's worse, because I'm atrocious.
I know what he's probably going to do. You guys are going to have secret sessions, bringing him over, and you guys are going to practice at his house.
That's right.
I'll be waiting for my invitation. I'm over at some muni that's all beat up over here, you know, on the south side, and trying to figure out, you know, we have a little putt-off contest, and you've got months of practice.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to come in as a secret shark.
Yeah.
And I will talk smack 100%.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just here. Pretend that I've got it.
That's the sports bar coming out in early.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys were the Grand Prix, and you're on a vessel that obviously accommodated a lot of people. They call them yachts down here, I think.
I still do private bartending, and I do it about 6 times a year, and it's always for the swankiest. So this was
swankiest.
A very, very.
I haven't heard that term for a while. You're too young to be swanky.
Hey, this is a pretty swanky boat. I was happy to be on it.
Yeah.
Oh, they were happy to have you on it, and it was 3 days, hot sun, Grand Prix going on front and center, and so many drinks were poured. A lot of people probably cursed me the next day, but. I'll take it.
You did your job. That's the bottom line.
I do it well.
Well, today, though, do you need somebody to maybe carry your bag or something? I was thinking about going to the Reggae Fest, but you're going to be out there today again on the same boat?
I will be for about 9 hours, it looks like, if weather holds.
I would, gentlemen, I would fair to guess that the partying will be a little more accelerated for today's event than it was for the Grand Prix.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, Mike.
When you're at 10, there's nowhere else on the dial to go.
Go to 11.
Oh, they try, though. They certainly try, and I love to watch them go.
It's a great group of people.
I'm very picky about, like, if I do, like, private events, because, I mean, you're stuck with them for 9 hours. You better like them a lot, and I love these people.
And they sing your praises, too, Patty.
Well, let's talk about how she's going to wild the world and the Hack Nation and all of our tournaments. So this is Tom Gribben's baby. We've been going out to events, but just, you know, a little conversation, participation, making sure we give back to all the charities across the greater Champa area. And but when you go to these events, they seem to be adding more and more entertainment. And to put this, you know, this team together and add a cart girl and have a lot of fun with it, have a promoter like Tom Gribben's involved, and Carrie McNally, the comedian and actor, and then to get Fred Forsley behind this, I think it's a home run, fellas.
Absolutely.
And if you have an event.
Wait, I'm so excited.
And if you have an event, just reach out to me, mrickardonthetee@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook and message us, and John Rager and I'll get a hold of you, and then we'll put this team together. We'll let you know when we make our maiden voyage. We got to find a golf cart for you.
I'm all about that.
Tom, you got to take her with you to close the deal on the golf cart.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, let's go back up to Bell's Bar for a minute. We're talking about LIV, and Paul Casey was a back-to-back two-time winner.
That's right.
Right now, he's obviously, as some people would say, sold his soul. But his
wait, career, you just did.
His career was winding down, yeah. but he's sitting, he's three strokes behind. At 2-under.
Well, and he's one of the few people that has won it two times in a row. Jordan Spieth also won the tournament twice. In back-to-back years.
Thank you very much for...
thank you so much. I've got to go do some stretches and get ready for this yacht party.
You got to get warmed up for the Reggae Fest.
Absolutely. Some push-ups. Like,
Patty Suzette.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so we will... They're doing the hug. I don't get the hugs. I got to stay focused here.
I'll save you one for next time.
All right. Anytime you're down in the neighborhood, I'm upstairs. I'll buy you lunch, bite to eat. Come on down.
I'll come see you soon.
Thank you very much. I think that concept's got wheels, my friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lovely lady, an artist, very, very brilliant, obviously, very, very smart business lady who used to run a really popular bar back in the day and is an accomplished artist in her own right and a lot of fun and clearly... gets what's going on. So
I got to ask you this. You follow the game of golf pretty closely.
Yep.
As I look at this LIV leaderboard in Tucson right now, Phil Mickelson, lefty. Have you seen him lately? He has lost so much weight. He got rid of the beard. He looks older. Not typically when you lose weight in your face, but he looks fit. He's sitting at 1-under. Do you think he regrets the decision he made to go to LIV?
Ooh, that's a really great question. And I don't know that I guess he's been asked that question. I would think he does to a great extent, but if he was in the kind of debt that's rumored he was in.
$40 million just from a gambling perspective.
Yeah. So
and that has been confirmed and verified. And it was all it was legal gambling that we
sure.
know of.
Well, John Daly admittedly in his own book stated that he blew $50 million.
Well, gambling. Charles Barkley.
Yeah, same thing. So yeah, I think if they paid him $200 million, he probably had to fork over probably a big chunk of that, maybe 60, 70, I don't know what the tax rate is, 35%, 40% on that kind of money. And then he was able to probably clear the debt entirely. I'm guessing that there are probably other debts there. But as far as the decision, I would think he probably does regret it. And it leads me to the next subject, and that is Full Swing. Have you been watching Full Swing?
Of course. Why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah, that's my tease. We'll come back. Going to the break.
I want to talk Full Swing.
Full Swing.
And then I'm going to throw my reporter up at Valspar under the bus.
Okay.
We were talking about the St. Paddy's Day day after.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's just getting rolling up to Valspar.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, Maddie's kicked him in the butt last night.
All right.
Double Brian and Gary Sermon. So we'll be back here on the T Florida, live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wave Maker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. Mike Rickard sitting alongside Tom Gribben and, of course, Kerry McNally. He is the anchor this week is John Rager. You know, he's actually on a cruise with his wife, right?
Yeah. Where
he lives? He lives and breathes the game of golf.
You can hit him off the cruise ships now, right? Off the back?
Yeah. He and this orthopedic surgeon, Wild Bill, you've heard him talk about him before on the broadcast. Wild Bill took their families. It's an annual deal. This is a consistent thing on the same ship. They're having a golf tournament today.
Right.
On the ship.
Their own, because they know Rager and his background.
Sure.
I said, my God, your poor wife, Karen. I said, do you ever get away from the game of golf? Well, right. he said, she's sitting right next to me, and she just heard it, and she agrees with you.
So is it like sort of a simulator inside the ship somewhere?
I don't know. Using the particulars. All I can assure you, there's plenty of beverages being consumed.
Excellent.
Anyway, we're brought to you by Speaking of beverages, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and, of course, Sea Dogs, which we will be broadcasting from time to time with On the Tee Florida as we take our traveling roadshow on the road in 2023, probably starting in April. So what do you got for me now, my man?
All right, so I want to talk about this incredible series. Now, Tom Gribben, for those of you don't know out there, is essentially a legend here in the St. Pete area, singer-songwriter, the lead, the front guy, if you will, of the Saltwater Cowboys for years, played places like Wembley Stadium, which I just found out today, author of a fantastic book called The Last Florida Boy.
Great. That's a great read, by the way.
Great read. And so when we talk about a show like Full Swing, the first thing that comes to mind is the incredible Grammy or Emmy Award winning series on Michael Jordan, right? We all watched that, right? This is produced as well as that, but they look at different players every episode. And if you're looking for answers regarding the LIV Tour, there's a phenomenal episode about Ian Poulter, who, as we all know, was getting towards the end of his career. Great guy, super popular, four kids, beautiful family, and he made the decision to go with the LIV Tour.
Where can we see this?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Full Swing. It's a fantastic documentary series. And the beauty of it is I'm just introducing my bride to the game of golf. She's only had a couple of lessons, and she's fallen in love with the game through this show. So as a married guy, if you've been trying to reach your partner and it's not working, they're like, nah, I don't get it. This is a great
sort of suggestion.
No, I'm telling you, it's a real inside look into the game at the professional level, but it's very human because you talk about these are just human beings, and it is the only sport until LIV that you only got paid if you made the cut and finished, right? So if you didn't make the cut, you don't get a check. And they reemphasize that in every episode.
They used to call it back in the day, because the PGA professionals did drive themselves to tournaments.
Right.
Slamming the trunk.
That's right.
We had to slam the trunk on Friday because I didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut. So, and it's unlike any other sport in that regard. If you play really well, have a great basketball season or baseball or football season, you're going to get a big check, and they're going to bet that you're going to do that again. These guys get paid after the fact. And imagine if baseball was like that. Imagine you got a stipend for the season. And then, all right, pitchers, step up, pitchers. How many strikeouts did you have this year? Okay, here's your money. How many home runs? Here's your money. How many RBI? Here's your money.
Now it's called guaranteed money. Right. It's ridiculous.
Of course. But anyway, so the episode in question that I want to share with you guys is about a guy named Joel, right? Damon, right?
You're
familiar with
him? That's correct. I know Joel Damon.
Are you familiar with him, Tom?
Yep.
So this guy is just your average, everyday kind of Caddyshack guy, was trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. And as we all know, that last day of qualifying is 36 holes. After the first 18, he didn't play very well. And he had a couple of white claws, went out and shot four under and qualified for the.
He got some of that aiming fluid in him.
Yes, he qualified. He's swing lube, I call it.
Yeah, swing lube, aiming fluid.
And he qualified for the U.S. Open. Now, it's It's episode four of the Netflix Full Swing docuseries. And it really follows Damon. He's a one-time PGA Tour winner, but just recently finished in the top 10 of a major championship, which he never thought he could. The name of the episode is called Imposter Syndrome, and it's just it's a beautiful story about he and Gino, his caddy, and how they work together. They've been best friends since they were young, and it's very emotional. His mother died of cancer when he was a very young guy, and then he got testicular cancer briefly when he was first starting out on the tour. I highly recommend, as a TV producer, director, personality guy, but also as an avid golfer, you should watch Full Swing and watch all the episodes.
Let me insert something. You may not have heard it. One of the times we had you on it when you were on your Willie Nelson on the Road Again tour. Anyway, there's a gentleman we've had on many times, very close friend of mine, Mark Egley's his name, up in Des Moines. He's a PGA of America teaching pro, and he works with pros. In that particular segment with Ian Poulter, it was in Tulsa. They're shooting from the U.S. Open. They were shooting conversations in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Well, Sean McCarty, who's a pro, I know very well from Iowa, and Mark's his coach. They were in the same locker room.
Okay.
When they're filming this whole thing, and this is about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Mark starts getting all these texts from people. Hey, saw you in full swings.
Right, right.
He didn't even know what it was.
Right.
He did not know that they were filming it. And he said, so he did a huge Facebook post. He'd been reaching out to people, told the story behind it. And I was not a real Ian Poulter fan. And then Mark told me off the air some of the great things that and he's a huge family man. Some of the things that Ian Poulter, he's just, you know, he's flashy and sure. And something very opinionated, loud. He before John Daly ever wore loud pants, Ian Poulter did. Yeah. And so I thought that was pretty cool. Brought it home and Mark said, yeah, now he watched all those episodes back to back to back to back.
My wife said, I love this guy. She had no idea who Ian Poulter was.
I was unaware of this. I'm definitely going to I'll be watching this today.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You will binge it. It's so well done. And the interesting thing about it is they stick to the journalistic ethics of the documentary series, which is who, what, where, how, why, and when. They don't have an opinion about Liv, or they don't have an opinion about any of these players and the PGA Tour. It's all there in the narrative. It's all in the narrative. There is no announcer. They're not trying to spin this thing.
Well, I'll tell you, this is exactly what Liv needs.
Oh, it does.
Because this is, it turned Formula One,
sure,
you know, up to the number one rated.
Absolutely, yeah, and so it's also good.
This is something that will. They don't need to have an opinion. This will project this,
yep.
and their philosophy.
Sure,
which will be interesting.
And I also think it's very, very good for the PGA Tour because it humanizes these players.
Well, in this world of reality TV, don't you think so, Craig?
Well, and the thing about that, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't watch a lot of reality television because I don't think that. Much of it is about reality. I think it's a lot of it is scripted. They create drama that isn't there. You can tell that's not going
Bravo.
On.
I'm glad you said that.
Exactly, but this is more like reality.
This is. Well, way back in the day, before reality series was a thing, and you and I talked about this, I put a pilot together for Comedy Central about what do these comics do during the day. And one of them was a copywriter for an ad agency. The other guy was a commercial actor who appeared in commercials. Another guy was a writer, a ghostwriter. And it was like, but it was just too soon. It was too real and too honest. They were like
driving cars, getting coffee.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, let's go back to that LIV leaderboard because we're talking on that topic. I mentioned to you that Phil Mickelson. Now, there's only 48 guys at tee off for every one of these events. Phil Mickelson is sitting at 23rd, and they only go three rounds, folks. Lefty's sitting in 23rd. He's one back. But some of the names that they're household names, if you will. Bubba Watson. Love Bubba Watson. You know, he's got two green jackets. He's sitting 31st, sitting at even. But you go down here. These are the big guns. These are the guys that they really you know, stepped up to the plate and wrote the big checks. And I don't think there's enough incentive. Dustin Johnson sitting in 36, he's won over. He's going to get paid anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He's been paid already.
That's
Bryson DeChambeau, he's won over. He's been paid already.
Right.
I just don't dig it, and I'm not real keen on this new decision in 2024 on the PGA Tour to have no cut. And I don't know if you followed that at all, Kerry.
But yeah, they're talking about that.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen. There's Ben Botham in the house.
Hey, Ben.
And where was I looking here?
You know, Mike, this is like the old AFL, though.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. And
Joe Namath and.
Yeah. And it's you know, it's distasteful in the beginning, but it's interesting to see where this is going, the Live Tour. I was sort of anti-Live. And the more it goes and the more you hear, sure, they're going to have to tweak it. But I mean, just listening to what you say about this series,
sure.
I'm going to keep an open mind on it.
I'm trying to keep an open mind. I don't like a lot of the format. I like tradition. Golf is mired in and built upon tradition.
For sure.
It was the NFL. But the
no doubt
NFL
about it.
Changed that. And obviously, you can't. There's some things we need to tweak with the LIV.
I think
now I'm starting to mellow on it.
And it's also an argument can be made for the Arena Football League, right? The Arena Football
League. And I was heavily involved when it originally launched. And
you had
it
to
was
make changes.
Places.
You were indoors. You had to make changes about the game itself. And so I'm fascinated to watch it unfold as well, Tom. I really think ultimately it's about the game of golf. And you could argue that things needed to get shaken up, and we all work for companies, and we've played venues that we don't necessarily all agree with.
Yeah.
But if the check is going to clear, these gentlemen are ultimately entertainers.
Well, Phil Mickelson, who has been entertaining, he's got, you know, four majors. Florida State grad. You know, he's kind of been pictured. He's been, you know.
He went to Florida State?
Florida State, absolutely.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. Before. You're a graduate.
Well, because he's like, you think of him as a California guy.
Absolutely.
No, he is a Florida State grad. So is Mark Ferguson, who just walked back through the door. Nice. Notice he didn't say hi to us because
the cart girl's
gone.
Man,
he's here and
so obvious.
Doesn't say
hey, guys.
Not a word out of his mouth.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah. Happy Saturday at Ferg's. No. Nope.
Can I get you guys anything?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Hey, the cart girl. Why do you think we're going to have her out there on the course, fellas? And it's going to be quite entertaining. Anyway, Brooks Koepka, there's conversation that he's regretting his decision to go LIV. But here he is again. He's getting guaranteed pay. And where's he in 14th? Yeah, he's two back.
Guaranteed pay, though. He got a lot of